Northern neck-born George Washington was called a master of wartime deception. He wrote that the necessity of procuring good intelligence is apparent. Well, a recent book, George Washington's Secret Six, The Spy Ring That Saved the American Revolution, was on my must-read list because, well, I love spy stories. The more factual, the less fictional, the better. And I'm a history buff, so I did some digging, and I learned that this is not a just uncovered story. In fact, the Culper spy ring, for that is what it was called, may have been James Fenimore Cooper's inspiration for his 1821 novel, The Spy. Most of us, if asked to name an American spy, would think first of Nathan Hale. Of course, his name is well known because, well, he was caught by the British and hung. What sets the Culper spy ring apart is that they really were the Secret Six, largely unknown, until the 1930s, when an enterprising historian by the name of Pennypacker found a packet of letters that he later learned was written by one of the Secret Six, Robert Townsend, a Quaker merchant. The other five were Austin Rowe, a tavern keeper, Caleb Brewster, a longshoreman, Abraham Woodhull, described as a curmudgeon, James Rivington, owner of a coffee house known to be the hangout for gossiping, secret-dropping, high-ranking British officers, and Agent 355. More about 355 in a bit. The Gang of Six was recruited at Washington's direction by Benjamin Talmadge, who coincidentally was a Yale classmate of Nathan Hale, but was far more successful with his Gang of Six, gathering information about British activities in New York after Washington and his troops fled, and getting the information back to Washington, now Agent 355. Her name has never been verified, but yes, a woman, a spy, working with the Culper gang. 355 was the code for ladies. She may have been the only one of the six to have been captured. Though not an official member of the Culper Six, another woman has been credited with helping them, and her name is known, Anna Strong. She lived on Long Island and passed along messages from the spy ring via her clothesline. A black petticoat? Well, that meant Brewster was in town. The number of white handkerchiefs on the clothesline signaled Brewster's secret meeting place. So how significant was the role of the Culper gang? Well, according to the Spy Museum in Washington, D.C., well, they were the most successful spies of the Revolutionary War, and along the way they played a major role in discovering the treachery of Benedict Arnold, and they helped turn the tide and win the war when it seemed doomed to failure. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies. This is Thea Marshall.